Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Prepare to have the time of your life. That's what happens when people join our show. And somebody who will back me up on that, I think, is our good friend Elise Bennett. Elise is one of the world's experts on online promotion and marketing. She's written, and the evidence of that, folks, are these books I'm holding in my hand. One is called Self-Promotion Online, very intuitive. And then another one, they're both beautiful books, outstanding books. The other one's called Designing Websites for Every Audience. She's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. I can't believe it's here already.
Well, I can't either, but it is. There's not a darn thing we can do about it.
Just wait it out.
Well, I try to claim to be a Scrooge, and the people around me just kind of blow right by that. They don't, you know, they don't even listen to me anymore.
As it should be.
Are you a big holiday person?
Not really.
You're not? Okay, good. I thought there was something I liked about you. Did you know that, and I'm asking all my guests this week, do you know that this is National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month?
Did not know that.
That can't be. There's a mistake. It's
there.
The silliest thing I've ever heard of. Exactly. Okay, you just got back from a trip over Thanksgiving, didn't you?
I was in Mexico.
Tell us about what happened down there.
Oh, I took some yoga classes. I went to the hot springs.
No, that's not. I wanted to hear some exciting stuff. Did you drink the water?
You know, I went to a place called San Miguel de Allende, which is about 20-30% American expats.
Uh-huh.
So they really cater to
Americans. Some people don't know what an expat is. Tell us what that is.
Expatriate, people who have given up their life in their home country
and
moved to another country.
At least to work part of, if not forever, at least for part of the time.
Yeah, a lot of people who go there, basically, like a lot of people on the in the wedding party I was with, went looking for property, like in between the wedding events.
Huh.
It's a beautiful place.
So where is this relative to anywhere we would know, like Acapulco or Mexico City?
Well, it's 3 hours north of Mexico City, and it's in the middle of the country, so there's no beaches anywhere.
No. Well, there's some beaches out there, but there's no water next to the beaches.
Right. Okay. But it's way up, like 6,300 feet.
Okay.
It's a small colonial town with a lot of cobblestone.
Uh-huh.
And it's beautiful.
So does it remind you of going to a little cobblestone town in a village in Europe or something?
It reminded me a lot of Brazil, actually.
Oh, okay. I've been
to
Brazil.
Spain also.
But what?
Spain also.
And also Spain. Okay. Well, what did you do while you were there besides the spa thing? I mean, what is there to do there? Did you talk to small business owners?
I did, actually.
What did they tell you?
I sat in the garden. Oh, I talked to, American and Canadian small business owners about what they're doing there. Because there are a lot of people there who are importing and exporting and, you know, kind of finding work to do, but not in a traditional sense.
Are these like hippies who are trying to make a living? They've moved down there to...
There's a generation of hippies there, but there's also a generation of retired people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, one of the weirdest thing is to see hippies who have a lot of gray hair. It just doesn't quite work, I don't think.
Right, they should be coloring their hair.
So what did they tell you? How's business there in Mexico?
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah. Well, when you talk to these people, what kind of businesses are they in?
There are a lot of artists, so that's kind of hippie-ish.
Yeah, it is.
There are people kind of creating markets for themselves for services and products that the Americans want that don't exist there.
Mm-hmm. Finding niches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the key to success in small business anywhere in the world today, isn't it?
I would say yes.
Finding niches.
And choosing your market and, not being afraid to say, this is what I do and not that. because a lot of people don't want to alienate anyone. They try to be everything to everyone.
All things to all people, and that's dangerous, isn't it?
Very.
Well, you've done that as a as an online self-promoter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you fill a niche that's very unique and obviously very successful, haven't you?
That's my intention.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I really think that that's the key. But if you're going to do that, you've got to look beyond your little, you know, the end of your nose for your customers, don't you?
Yes, you have to. I mean, you have to. It's kind of a contradiction because you have to really spread your vision out in a broad way to find the fewer people who are going to fit the description.
Right. And speaking of those people, which we also call customers, here we are in the holiday season. You might want to be doing some things for them for the holiday. Let them know how much you appreciate that, their business. And Elise, when we come back, is going to help us categorize those people and determine who to give what to. She's going to help us with all that right after these messages. It's 20 till. Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little ZZ Top for you there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having the time of my life, as I always do, every Monday through Friday, talking to my audience. And sometimes on the weekend, although I don't really do it on the weekend. We just sometimes people listen to the show on the weekends, too, however that may be, on the radio or on the Internet. So we're glad to have you here. I'm glad to have Elise Benin here, too, because she is one of our outstanding Brain Trust members, has been with us now for a long time. And Elise, I don't think I've thanked you for your abiding support of all the things that we do and all the things that small business owners do lately. And I want to do that right now.
You're welcome.
Now,
that's actually a really good segue into the conversation.
I'm the king of segue, Elise. I've told you this before.
I know.
Okay, we found our niche. We found our customers. And here it is, the holiday season. And should we feel obligated? Let's start with this fundamental question, Elise. Should we feel obligated to give our customers something for the holidays?
We should feel obligated to thank our customers.
Ah, okay.
And
all
I
right.
think
could that just be a thank you?
It could be, certainly.
Yeah. For the cheapskates?
Yeah. Yeah. It could be. I mean, I just feel like people get so confused by this word giving. Do I have to give? What should I give? And they forget that giving is a lot about gratitude.
Right. You know what you could do, especially if you're a small business and you got a big business customer, you could invite them to lunch.
Yeah.
Take them to lunch and just sit there and talk to them for a minute about how important their business has been to the future of your company. I mean, really sincerely, let them know how big a deal their confidence in you has been, and just thank them for that, you know. And you know what? They get a lot of fruit baskets and flowers and golf balls and stuff like that. And I bet you'd be one of the few who would actually do what I just said.
Right. And FaceTime is so important and so rare that taking it, you know, trying to schedule that in with the people that you work with on a regular basis is really important.
And you know what else, Elise? I found that whenever I do business with customers who are bigger than me, they like knowing that the business they give me is not just business, that it's that it contributes to my success. They like knowing that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
Yeah. And that sort of endears you to them a little bit. Okay, so now you know that now there are people out there at least saying, okay, fine, but we got to buy some stuff. So how do we decide how to spend money if we do that?
Well, first of all, you probably can't send the same thing to everyone, or you know, you have different levels of people, or there are groups of people that you work with that you want to give a little something to, but then the decision maker maybe gets a little something else. So you have to kind of categorize people.
That's why God invented shopping, isn't it?
I don't know why God invented it. I don't think God invented shopping.
Oh, you don't? You think a woman did that?
I don't know. Maybe it was a man.
You're not going to go there with me, are you, Elise?
No. Absolutely.
You're going to let me twist in the wind by myself here, aren't you, Elise?
Mm-hmm.
So what? How do we decide how much money to spend?
I don't know. I mean, I think it can be part of the marketing budget, or you decide how much each client is worth to you. I mean, not worth in a bigger sense, but, you know, what you'd like to spend on each client. That's how I'm thinking about it.
Should it be, you know, in relation to the money they spend? I mean, you know, if somebody spends a lot of money, should that get be more? Is that more important than just the thought? I mean,
I don't think so.
We don't need to get crass with this, do we?
No. I think it's a little bit more intangible than that. Sometimes it has to do with who's the decision maker and who's not, or who really contributes to the process mm-hmm. of getting the work done, or who you feel especially grateful to.
Right. Well,
you know, maybe it's not even someone who's involved in the project, but who got you in the door.
And you know, some people that we would give a gift to, whatever we would give them, can't mean a lot in terms of a material thing. I mean, I've had some clients, you know, that had everything they needed. I didn't need anything. I would get them would be ridiculous almost. What do you think about the idea of giving something to a charity in their name or something like that? What do you think?
I think that's a nice idea. I think what really has an impact on people is that you spent some time thinking about what they might like, no matter what that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a client actually who will often call me like 6 months before the holidays and say, "All right, what do you want for the holidays?" And I appreciate that he doesn't have that much time to think about it, but I just feel like, you know, if he spent the 10 minutes thinking about it himself, whatever he sent me would be fine.
Right. Well, I'm glad I didn't make that call. I started to call you and ask you that at least. Another thing that we have to talk about, and we're probably going to do this in the next segment, Elise,
mm-hmm.
is there's a ceiling out there in a lot of relationships that has to be dealt mm-hmm. with. You know, we talked about the money, how much do you spend,
right.
But there's an ethical ceiling that should have always been there, but it's really there, especially now over the last 10 or 15 years, hasn't it?
Right, and in certain industries more than others.
Exactly. And sometimes it's prescribed by company policy
mm-hmm.
what that can be. And so when we come back, Elise, you're going to help us wade through that little potential minefield right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Elise Bennett is our guest. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's artofselfpromotion.com.
While we're gone, check that out, and you'll be ready when we come back. Stay with us.
That's right. Turn the microphone. Say that.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Elise Bennin. We always have fun, don't we, Elise?
We do.
Say that again?
We do.
We do, yeah. Elise, by the way, your website is artofselfpromotion.com,
mm-hmm.
and we can sign up for your free newsletter there, right?
That's right.
And how often does that come? I get it, but I forget when it comes.
Well, you know, it comes out every 2 weeks, but most people think it's monthly for some reason.
Why do they think that?
I don't know. Maybe they like it and they want more.
Maybe those are just the people who are stoned or something.
I don't know.
I think they lose track of time when that happens. Elise, we're talking about gift giving. Oh, by the way, before I go, tell us where we can find your books.
Mostly on Amazon.com.
Right.
But also in Barnes & Noble and
right.
other places like
can they
that.
Buy them at, can they buy them at your website?
They can buy them through Art.
Okay. And if they buy both copies, mm-hmm. would you give them a discount if they buy it from your site?
Especially if they say they came from you.
And just say you heard about it on our show and whine a little bit, and she'll give you a little bit of a discount.
I respond to whining.
okay, let's talk about we're talking about gift giving to clients, folks. And at least there's this ethical thing that's cropped up in the last that's really should have always been there, but it's really cropped up in the last 15 years or so. Tell us about it.
Well, just that there are restrictions on what you can give, how much the value is.
In some companies.
In certain companies.
Especially the larger ones.
Industries, uh-huh. And to whom you can give.
About 15 years ago, Elise, you may not remember this, about 15 years ago, some guys with the drug, that was before you were born, some guys in the beer industry, I won't say which company, got into a real jam over taking a bunch of stuff from vendors. And I'm talking about thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gifts and things.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, those guys were sued. I mean, those guys were fired. They were prosecuted. They were imprisoned, as I remember. I mean, they literally, you know, there was some graft going on there.
Mm-hmm.
They got into a big jam, and from that time, that rippled through the marketplace.
I see.
And companies started. It was a black eye for that company, and companies started saying, you know what, we better have a policy about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where some companies won't even let you buy their people a lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they actually have as you know, limits on what you can give, don't they?
Right. But I really think that time is more valuable than money, especially when it comes to gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a way to spend time with people, it has a huge impact.
But if you do feel compelled, and I agree with you, Elise, but if you do feel compelled or if you just want to give them something,
if you can't give time because those people are, you know, on the other side of the
country. They might not give you time.
Yes, that's true.
They really might not have the time.
That's true.
So if you feel like you got to spend some money, go to noodle around with
them. Food is the answer.
Food, yeah, okay. That's a good idea. I was just going to say, you could talk to a secretary or a receptionist and say, hey, tell me about your gift-giving policies. If you got a copy of it, I mean, they may actually publish the darn thing.
That's a good point.
And you'll find that maybe it's anything under $50 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of cookies under $50.
Yeah. But
I like giving the three C's, Jim.
Okay.
Coffee, chocolate, cheese.
Well, they're four C's. Don't forget cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Or
right.
Five. They're fine. No, we could do five. It sounds like a Monty Python show. We could do five. Because
five?
We got champagne.
That is nice.
Yeah, yeah. But the cookies, and by the way, folks, I like chocolate chip with pecans, in case anybody is out there taking notes. So cookies, cheese, coffee, champagne, and what's the other one?
Cheese.
Oh, I said cheese. Okay, maybe there's just four. Anyway, those are good ideas, and there are a lot of people. Chocolate, that's the one I forgot. How could I forget that?
Yeah, but, that's a really important one.
You know, Elise, there are a lot of companies out there who specialize in every one of those things that you just mentioned, aren't there? In shipping those.
Absolutely. But, you know, I have to just tell you first that when I sent out these ideas the first time to my email marketing list, I got a message back from someone who said something like, no, food is not a good idea because people are either on a diet or they feel guilty because they don't want it, but they feel like they have to eat it.
Look, nobody is on a diet between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's baloney. That's bogus. At least give us your website one more time.
Artofselfpromotion.com.
And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, Elise Benin is the best. Thank you, Elise.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Quick, gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.